Home Before Morning by Linda Van Deventer, who was also an operating room nurse. She's passed on now with Agent Orange-related illness. But that's a great book for people to read because we had the same issues. We could go into alcohol. We could go into drugs. We could do type A personality-driven kinds of things. And when I came home, I was engaged. I got married to a helicopter pilot. That marriage did not last. It lasted less than 3 years. Because I think what a lot of people did when they came home is you really hung on to somebody else rather than be alone. I think that's what a lot of people did from NAM era. And then I had to come back to the West Coast because I'd been on the East Coast at Fort Stewart, Georgia. And I had to really reevaluate my life, and I went to Berkeley. So I finished my degree, and I got it in nutrition. And I had some focus then about what I wanted to do because I really got interested in nutrition with the surgical side of patient care, of people dying because they didn't have enough substance because they couldn't eat. So I got into that, and that kind of sidetracked me. And what I did was what a lot of nurses did is they called stuffed it. And I don't know whether you've heard that term with other Vietnam vets, that we just stuffed it or compartmentalized it. So I didn't deal with it all the way. I did a little bit, and I talked. I had a husband in the beginning, so we could talk about certain things, but we didn't talk about a lot. You know, and we just let it slide. And he knew who I was there. So I thought that was an advantage.
When was the moment when you got connected to all of this, what must have been fear and anger and everything else, that
you know,
well of emotion, not stuffing it anymore?
It's really because I went back to the dedication of the Vietnam Women's Memorial in 1993. That did it. And I was working at the VA hospital. I was a head nurse. You know, I kept saying, well, I'm really not a vet. That's what women do. Women say, I'm not a vet because, well, I carried a gun, but I still didn't think because I wasn't on the front lines, I didn't consider myself that kind of vet. So I wasn't as susceptible to some of the other mental health issues. That's what I thought. And after going back to the dedication, they had a lot of information there. And I came home and I read about it at night at 1 a.m. And I was married again. And I had little children. I had children late. What happened to me, the pivotal moment was I was watching my kids on a play set, on a swing set, because they were 18 months apart. We had a swing set outside up in Healdsburg, out in the country. And as they were playing, I saw a rocket hit them and blow them apart. And it was very real. And I'm standing at the sink watching that. And I went running out there. I was just thought they were dead. And that was my first flashback.
Huh.
And that took me away. I mean, I was like, I had no idea, and they were okay, and they were saying, Mom, we're okay, mommy, you know. But I was devastated. I was blown away. And that was the first flashback, and then they started coming.
How old were you then?
I was, I was 43.
So
yeah.
Twice as old as
you. Yes, 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 and I had never owned any of it. Not a bit.